Joining us on 93 WIBC is Eric Power, founder and CEO of Veterans Disability Help. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about mental health, specifically involving the FedEx shooting that happened here in Indianapolis. But before we do that, Eric, I wanted to sort of lay the groundwork a little bit, get everyone up to speed, and tell them a little bit about you and your story.
Awesome. Well, thank you for that. You know, it's a pleasure to be here with you this morning. Not only am I, you know, the CEO and founder of Veterans Disability Help, but I am also an author of something that ties along within what just happened. It's called Don't Shoot Your Future Self, and it has a massive amount of, you know, mental health techniques and successful techniques and 17 foundations of principles of success in there as well to help overcome the tragedy that just happened. I served 10 years in the U.S. Navy with seven deployments and 3.5 years in active combat zones as well.
So a lot of the words that people hear around this time of year with Mental Health Awareness Month and with stories like this in general, words like mental health, PTSD, trauma, things like that. So to get all on the same page going forward for the next few minutes, can you tell me a little bit about what these words mean and, you know, just what they mean for this this time of year, this story, things like that?
This time of year, this story, great question. Those are all very strong words, and it deals with, you know, the individual's mindset, whether it's mental health, PTSD. Those are just names of categories of the mind. Everybody goes through them. And everybody at FedEx and in Indianapolis right now is going through the same thing. You know, I've been through it. I've been in those high stress situations. I wrote a chapter about it in my book. It's called and it's actually very, very similar. It's Be Aligned, Be Fearless. And in this chapter, it actually has a mass casualty shooting in there. And so it's very coincidental that we would be speaking about this, but it comes down to, how you get up every day and the words you're telling yourself and whether you want to stay inside or get out of the house and move forward with the day and set goals and face the challenges that come.
You know, there were a lot of people that were affected by this, not just the friends and family of those who lost their lives or who were injured in that shooting, but there are staff at FedEx as well who just returned to work and first
sure.
responders who were there on the scene. Can you talk a little bit about just some of the challenges that they're probably going through now and will in the next few years?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, and with respect to the FedEx shooting, words can't express the difficulty ahead of the survivors. You know, unfortunately, they aren't alone and they have support, whether they realize it, you know, or they don't. I'm sure FedEx is you know, putting the professionals out there, the mental health professionals and their families, their inner circles. It's during those times when I remember when I went through my first mass casualty in 2005, where a couple people died in front of me. And of course, the military had the mental health support, the standard mental health support. But what really helped me get through was talking to my friends that went through the same thing, knowing that I wasn't alone, knowing that, hey, you know, I just went through this tragedy that, you know, this person survived, and, you know, speaking to my family and at the time, that really helped me get through it, and working on personal development and mental health techniques that are a little more holistic as well.
So kind of building off of that with, you know, kind of realizing that you're not alone and there are ways through this. Can you go more into a lot of the resources and things that are available for people that they may not know of until it's too late or whatever the case may be? What are the sort of resources that people can get their hands on now to help get through this?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's a great question. Some of the resources that are there, and I don't know the number offhand is a great one is a suicide hotline. There's a national suicide hotline. And that's not just there for suicide prevention. It's there for mental health. Like, there is times where, you know, when I was transitioning out of the military in 2013-14, I was 2 a.m. and I was up at 9. I didn't have anybody to call. And, you know, this number, it's 800-273-8255. That was a resource that I used to just express the emotions that I was going through. There's other resources as well. I'm sure there's walk-in mental health, the urgent care. The hospitals always have someone on call, on duty, you know, and then the standard, you know, your standard, you know, primary care physician, if you talk to them, they'll point you in the right direction as well. On top of the standard ways, there's always personal development books. You know, this is one of the reasons I wrote Don't Shoot Your Future Self, is not to help not only veterans, but to help civilians transition from tragedies, from not only from the military surface, but from tragedies like you guys just experienced out there.
This is Eric Power, founder and CEO of Veterans Disability Help. And Eric, moving past this, we're coming up in a few days, we're going to hit May, and that is Mental Health Awareness Month. Can you kind of talk about what that month means to you and what it means to so many people who struggle with this day in and day out, and how they can get educated about the month?
Absolutely. You know, education is free in and of itself. Just do the research. Any mental health providers out there will, you know, provide more information on that. But if you break down mental health awareness and take away the word health, it's mental awareness. And I really think, and I really believe that if you are aware of who you are, where you are, where you want to be in life, that And you're aware of your mind and how you operate, right? My PR director, for example, he's so aware of himself and so aware of me. He jumped on the call before this to make sure I was aware. So again, that's using your inner circle. But the mental awareness, you have to be aware of how your mind operates. If you're going through a bad time and you just, like, for example, when I got out of the military, I wanted to stay in my dark room, keep the air conditioning on. I didn't want to leave. And what helped break that was I became aware that this was becoming a habit and I needed to change and alter that. Reached out to my girlfriend I was dating at the time, now my wife, and, you know, spoke to her, and there's a big story behind it, and Don't Shoot Your Future Self between David and Mayumi. That's actually a relationship. That's one of the resources that I used as well.
So with that all being said, everything we've covered today, is there anything else that you wanted to touch on before we wrapped it up?
No, you know, I wanted just to thank you for having me on, and I really, truly appreciate this opportunity. For anyone wanting more information or to get a copy of the book, you know, it's don'tshootyourfutureself.com, or if you want to reach out to me directly, I can be contacted through that website as well, or veterandisabilityhelp.com as well.
Eric, thank you so much for doing this interview, and also thank you for the years of service as well.
No, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.